5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for hour number two of the big show. It is one in the books, two to go, plenty more with Barry, Nick, and Joel, otherwise known as the Usual Suspects. Got into a little college football talk, and because we have the shortest wait times in the industry after a new further review, Mark, we want to get you in here to talk about the national title game tonight. Mark, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
I just wanted to say that I got Alabama winning by 10 tonight. We've seen in the past two seasons that Alabama's been pretty good playing against top four teams. And so I have no doubt they'll win tonight. And also, I'm actually a Chattanooga High School alumni, and I got to meet Jalen back when he was a freshman. I was a senior back in high school. And the kid was – we never thought he was going to make it this far. And, you know, the whole Chattanooga community is really proud of him. And, you know, for sure, the whole Chattanooga community will be watching tonight. A little fun fact, too, man. He actually took us to the playoffs for the first time after 22 years. And that's how much impact he had in our high school. But, yeah, I just wanted to say that. And, I heard you guys were talking about Carson against Humanity. There's another game called Choking Hazards that's kind of similar to that one. So if you guys like Cards Against Humanity, you're going to love Choking Hazards. And it's a really fun game. And Exploding Kittens, that game sucks. And that's all I have to say, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate it, Mark. Wait, time out. What did he say the game was called?
Choking Hazards.
Choking Hazards, okay.
I believe that was what it was.
And then the Kittens one sucked, is what he said.
Yeah, I got that part. That was very, very easy to decipher. I couldn't get some of the other stuff. But I didn't realize that Jalen Hurts' dad is the coach at Channel View. Because they had him on, I think, Sports Sunday, or one of Channel 2 had him on the other day, or one of the stations did. And he's the head coach at Channel View. But, I mean, look, it's like, you know, the guys, look, Travis High School has put out some great athletes over the years. But, you know, we're not trying to take anything away. It's just Alabama's not exactly a passing offense, even though they have talented receivers.
No, when I was mentioning earlier, it's still better than Georgia, believe it or not. Through the air, they were 91st. Alabama was 91st in the nation in passing. That's how bad it is, at 193 yards a game. Georgia is worse. They were 110th in the nation with 172.9 yards a game. So 173, if you want to round up. That neither one of those are great in today's pass happy college game.
Yep.
They're not even averaging 200 yards a game. The difference is, though, they're both top 10 teams when it comes to rushing. Top 15 when it comes to scoring. So it's just neither of these offenses are going to put up a lot of yards in the air. So again, I've said it a couple of times now. They're very similar.
You're right.
They're very well matched. I think the big difference to me is that Alabama is deeper. And so when they have more talent at the end of the bench. So when they're running in second and third team guys to give their starters a blow, Georgia can't match what the depth that Alabama has. And that's the difference.
And you're right. That's the difference tonight. And my point is that that's going to change in the next in the coming years because of Kirby Smart, because he's got the Alabama pedigree coming from Alabama to Georgia, the recruiting class he just brought in, and the fact that that's one of the biggest things that Georgia fans are going to see change is the depth at every position at Georgia. Because if he continues to recruit like he's recruiting, then you're going to start seeing maybe that the second coming of an Alabama. But also, to just say that everything we've said about the lack of passing in the Alabama offense, right? But from a consistency standpoint, let me throw these numbers at you. Alabama's senior class is 52-5, which is the most wins by any senior class in FBS history. Mm-hmm. They pass 51 win Alabama seniors of last year. So Nick Saban has had his run, and there's a reason why everybody says he's the greatest college coach in the history of NCAA football. But the point being, Kirby Smart is at least starting to lay some ground roads into saying, hey, there's a new sheriff in town.
And don't get me wrong, I don't want to discredit what he said because he's right about Alabama and how they perform, but I wouldn't just crown them. He said that we know how well they do against top four teams. Well, remember, they just lost to Auburn a couple games back, even though I think Auburn was – well, they were top – were they four or six? Either way.
At the time,
either
I believe they were four, because remember, if they had beaten Georgia,
yeah,
they could pave their own way to the national championship game.
Either way, remember, not too long ago, Ohio State beat Oregon in the national championship. Ohio State had beaten Alabama. That was like 2014. So, yeah, they have the one championships in the last 3 years. They've had them when they beat Clemson, but Clemson beat them last year. So it can be done. It can be done with a team that's as talented as them. And I think that Georgia starters versus Alabama starters are as talented.
It's like a wash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the depth that
I agree with
me.
You completely. And here's the thing. Hey, don't get me wrong, but look, from my perspective on college football, and we all know where my allegiances lie, but just because for the sport itself, I like to see a new, no pun intended, but a new dog in the fight. I like to see another program come up. I'm tired of seeing Alabama every year. I'm tired of having to hear about how many Saban's won, how many appearances he's made in the national title game, and how many he's won, five out of whatever. You know, I'm tired of it just being Urban Meyer and Nick Saban and the rest, you know? So I like the fact that Clemson came on the scene in the last couple of years. I like the fact that Georgia's going to make Alabama sweat a little bit. It's better for college football.
Yeah. Yeah. So. It's... When you get parity,
no doubt,
in anything sports related, it's like the Patriots. It makes it almost, it's like the Warriors.
I was gonna say,
it's like, God, please somebody step up. And yep. So with basketball is already more fun because the Rockets were leading the West for a stretch there. The Celtics, even though they had the loss of Hayward, they still are better than the Cavs were. So I mean, yeah, you want to see some of that parity. So I'm with you. If Georgia won, I think it would be great. But again, let's not act like Bama's winning a championship every year. Are they in the hunt? Are they in the playoffs? Yeah, but they can be beat. They're susceptible. So
we saw that last year.
Yeah. Right. You know what can't be beat? Cowboys and Indians, Texan Kitchen. It's that good. And I'm on a diet, and I'm here to tell you, I know you guys out there have a New Year's resolution, and a lot of you are going to be in our Usual Suspects weight loss challenge. And I'm telling you right now, they have some of the best salads and grilled chickens and food out there at Cowboys and Indians, Texan Kitchen. So it's not like you don't have to go or you can't go and enjoy some delicious food on your diet. Get out there. They're located at 1901 Taft in Midtown. And here's the cool thing about Cowboys and Indians, Texan Kitchen. It's a fusion of both Southern comfort and Indian food. So if you feel like having a chicken fried steak one day, if you're not on a diet and don't care, go out there and do that. Next day you want to have chicken curry, you can do that as well. They have sliders, wings. They have this burger, which I've always said is one of the best in Houston. It's called the Himalayan Heat Burger. Get out there and try that, man. It that thing, Nick has had it. He loved it. Joel's always out there getting the quesadillas made with naan bread. You guys are going to love this place, so get out there and give it a shot. 1901 Taft in Midtown. While you're there, get you a drink at their full service bar. And the cool thing is if you don't want to leave the house, but you still want to eat some delicious food, Cowboys and Indians can be delivered to your door via DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. 1901 Taft in Midtown. Look them up on Facebook at CNI713. Whatever you do, take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world with Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back in hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza we call The Usual Suspects on a daily basis. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel as we continue to roll on everything from humanity. Wait, Cards Against Humanity. What the hell was the kittens game? Blowing up kittens? I don't know. You guys, you millennials. You millennials and all you people that have all these different kind of games that we just called Mad Libs back in the day.
I was thinking when I was playing the game, I was like, man, whoever thought of this is a genius because this is a lot of fun and it's probably cheap to make. Like, it's got to be cheap to make a deck of cards. That can't be expensive.
Right.
And it's the same cards, so it's not like every pack is completely different. And then I was like, I wonder if I could make up a game. I wonder if I could come up with something. And then the only thing I could think of was like making, like converting Monopoly into like Pimpopoly, which would just be about pimps. I don't know why that was the game that I came up with. But instead of like properties, it was all street corners. And instead of putting houses, you would put hoes on the street corners. And I don't know. I just thought that might be a little different, but it's whatever.
Okay.
It's my game, Pimpopoly.
Pimpopoly.
I guess I need to Google that, see if it exists. I may have just stole somebody's idea.
I think maybe you should. I thought you were going to go the route of just like pimp coin. Instead of Bitcoin, you could just create pimp coin.
And then, why would that be a game?
Because then you wouldn't be exchanging real currency if you were looking for a little action. I'm just coming up with entrepreneurial opportunities.
I have no idea
where
you're going with this.
Instead of Bitcoin.
That's not a game, though. This is a game. I'm talking about a game.
Isn't it?
No, Joel. Okay. It's not a game.
All right.
So this guy, Jazz, on Twitter, Jazz Williams, sent me this video. It's what I was laughing at when Charlie was leaving. And he said there's this tradition at Texas A&M where if the opposing pitcher issues a four-pitch walk to the pitcher, then they start chanting ball five until the pitcher throws a strike. And he was showing me this video, and I got to see if we could maybe get the audio of it. But there's a pitcher from TCU who throws 9 balls in a row because he's so rattled because the entire fan base is screaming at him.
They do this when they're throwing to the opposing pitcher?
Yeah, it says a tradition unlike any other. If you're a visiting pitcher in Bluebell Park, you do not want to issue Texas A&M hitter a 4-pitch walk.
Oh, so it's an A&M hitter. It's not, yeah, not the pitcher.
Because then they start yelling like how many balls you've thrown in a row at the opposing pitcher. And this dude threw like 9 in a row. And then when he threw a strike, they went nuts. And they said that it completely rattles them, which I didn't know that even existed. I didn't even know A&M turned up for anything other than football. Good
for
them.
I didn't realize that either. But I know that like there are some world champion crap talkers in college baseball because I played with some. And one of our best starting pitchers, if he was better than anything than pitching, it was crap talk because he would sit right next to the coach. And like he had that kind of voice that was low and bassy, but it was piercing. And he would just the whole game on the opposing pitcher.
Talk mess.
Like, yeah, if they were struggling, you know, he'd be like, hey, why don't you get a ramp so you can roll it over because you can't find it by throwing it. And just, you know, and it would just get worse, progressively worse, to the point where the opposing pitcher would rather throw one in the dugout at him than try and throw a strike. It was fantastic. We just got entertainment out of it. There's a lot of that in college baseball.
Yeah. I mean, even that's the thing. If you're good at trash talk, that comes in handy. I mean, I don't care if you're playing just rec league ball or slow pitch softball in a beer league. You can really mess with some people that can't handle it.
Now, I played.
If you're good at it.
When I was when I was living in Portland, I played on one of the most competitive softball teams where we traveling team and played in the Nationals and did all these things. And there's two different, I guess, governing bodies of softball. ASA, which is just you have to throw it. There's no limit to how high you can throw it, and you have to throw it in one motion. It's similar in terms of baseball. Once you start in the windup, you have to deliver it. And then what they call U-triple-S-A. And in short, what that means is the pitcher can stop, start, pretend to throw it, stop to throw it, jerk it, throw it as high as he wants as long as he can get over the plate. He can, like,
I've seen that.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
That's ridiculous.
There was more people that wanted to just do anything in the world to charge the mound or kill the pitcher because you get these guys that are wearing, like, costumes, or the, and they're trying to like make you like, you know, get ready to swing and then stop and all this crap. And I'm like, oh my God, all I wanted to do was hit a laser up the middle at this guy every single time. And it took you out of your game, but it was like, it's so annoying. It wasn't a sport.
That wouldn't bother me. Like taking me out of my, it would just piss me off.
Oh yeah,
just
no doubt.
Throw the ball.
Yeah.
But maybe that's also why they do it. Cause if it doesn't distract you, then at least it'll annoy you. But either way, maybe they get you out of your game. Who knows?
It was the show within the show.
Oh, and that would drive me nuts.
As we wrap up, by the way, before we get to Tyler's call, because mm-hmm. he wants to get on that subject.
I know. You know what's going to happen is that we're going to get a bunch of calls from Aggie because I said I didn't know that they turned out to anything other than football.
You did say that.
And the fact is that the Aggies have had a good baseball team, and then I know that people turn out to that, but Aggies tend to not be able to take a joke very well. So that's why we're probably getting a call
from
Tyler.
So stay tuned between now and 4 o'clock as Aggies chime in.
Yeah, that's probably going
to
happen.
You want to start with Tyler?
Let's do it. Let's see if
I'm right. Tyler on Aggie Baseball. Tyler, what's up? Tyler.
So I'm a former A&M pitcher, and I'm not calling to rag on you for not knowing that. But, the fans there, they totally get into the game. The calling the ball four, ball five, it escalates. So if you throw ball four, they're calling for the next ball. And they do that till you throw a strike. When I was playing there, I don't remember who we were playing against, but they got up to ball 14.
Oh, my
and
God.
And like you said, yeah, and when they finally throw a strike, the crowd goes nuts and actually cheers for the opposing pitcher. But the whole game, the student section's on the first baseline up in the upper deck, and the whole game they're yelling at the other team, talking to the first base coach. You know, they have the little – three sides of a box drawn for the first base yep. coach to stand. If he steps out it, they start going, get back in the box, coach. Like just heckling the other team the entire time. If you've never been to a game, I suggest going. It is quite the experience. It's super fun.
Now,
so,
Tyler, what did you play for when you played for A&M? What did
pitcher.
You play?
He's a pitcher.
You're a pitcher?
Yeah.
I was a pitcher.
Now, would that have been distracting if you were an opposing pitcher to have the fans, or do you just tune it out and it wouldn't bother you?
Oh, absolutely. It's distracting. Okay. And you talk, you know, you see if, you know, it's hard to find, you know, press conferences and whatnot when it comes to baseball, college baseball, but you see other players talk and they'll tell you playing at A&M is one of the toughest places to play just because the fans are relentless. And but what I like about it is it's all in good taste. They're not cussing at the other team. They're not saying anything vulgar. They're just, it's all in good fun and they're really into the game.
Nice. Appreciate the call. Good
call, Tyler. Thanks for the call, guys.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so here's the thing, and I know you'll enjoy this.
Okay.
Okay. Because on that very same wavelength, when I pitched in college, I could get that same kind of heat from my own fans.
Why?
Because I was pitching in college, and a girl I broke up with ended up with a bunch of guys who never would have gone to a baseball game otherwise, but came to heckle me to say, no, she's with us now, Joel. And like,
what?
Oh, yeah. And was just, I mean, at a home game. And half the crowd's going, who the hell? And I'm telling you what, fire me up. Dude, I was like on another level but dialed in. Like, I'm going to throw harder than I've ever thrown. Yeah. I'm going to do. But I was like, I was glaring every time I came off the mound. Like, are you serious in the home park?
Wow.
Yeah, so it can happen. But
yeah, bleep.
I love college baseball. Maybe we should check it out sometime. Just check out an Aggie baseball game.
No, I'm good.
You're good? Okay. I'm just throwing it out there. Nick, you'd be game, wouldn't you? Of course you would. Nick would want to see all the Aggie baseball he
Nick
could.
Nick didn't even want to go to regular baseball. Why would he go to college baseball?
No way.
Because he's scouting for his next fantasy baseball draft.
No
way. He wants
way.
To know the prospects that are up and coming.
No way.
No?
On earth. No. Did you see this? Oh, do we
Quentin,
have?
Yeah, Quentin wants to get in here on Aggie baseball. Quentin. Clarence, we already know what's coming.
Right.
Quentin, come on, man. What's up?
What up?
What's up, man?
Clarence. What's up, Clarence?
Now, how did that happen?
Great mood, man. Great mood.
Yeah, we know. I guess you are.
Saw your Twitter. We know. Who helped you with that, by the way? Did you get El Jefe to help you do a GIF?
No, I didn't. I got that picture from a friend, and I had to take it from him. It was so funny.
Okay.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, for those of you that missed it, Clarence tweeted out.
I had to give it up to Carolina. They played a pretty good game.
All right, Clarence, let me clear this up real quick for the listeners that didn't that don't follow you on Twitter. I know there's very few, but if you don't follow Clarence on Twitter, he did show the picture of Cam Newton at the post-game press conference with his little boy sitting on the podium with crying Jordan meme faces on both.
It was so good. So good. Y'all know I love crying Jordan.
Yes, you
it
do.
Was a good one.
That's your thing.
Because Cam's crying Jordan had a goatee and the baby didn't. It was beautiful. It was really good. The detail.
Yeah, you noticed
that. Whoever thought of that, you know, I had to think it. It was too funny.
Right.
They had other ones on there, but, you know, that one was the best. Having your son at the podium and crying, Jordan, yeah, it's just
all right,
too Clarence, epic.
Let's get this out of the way. I'm going to give you, like, 15 seconds to gloat, but then I'm going to ask you a question about the Minnesota game coming up. So go ahead. Take your 15 seconds and just get it off your chest.
Okay. Man, I have to appreciate my Saints, appreciate Drew Brees, and appreciate our passing game. Appreciate the home fans. We went out there and did our thing. Of course, it wouldn't be a Saints game without giving you a little heart attack at the end of it. But other than that, it was a great game.
Plenty of my Saints fans on Facebook were like, of my friends that are Saints fans, were just like, really? Does it always have to be so difficult? Do you always have to make us so nervous? So now that we've got that out of the way, congratulations, Saints fans, on the victory. Let's talk about the Vikings a little bit because pretty recently these two teams hooked up, if I'm not mistaken.
Beginning of the season, first Monday night football game of the year, we hooked up.
Yeah.
But I have to say we are two completely different teams. They don't have Dalvin Cook anymore. They have a different quarterback.
Adrian Peterson
playing like, our defenses are playing like we're playing anymore.
Ingram
came into our own.
They still have a quarterback that can put points on the board, as does the Saints with Drew Brees. But the Vikings beat the Saints 29-19 to start the season. Does that worry you at all? That was in Minnesota as well. Are you not concerned about that in the least bit?
No, I'm concerned. The Vikings are a very good team. But if we were paying attention to the way that the Panthers played them and go and look at some film, I think we can make some good adjustments and hopefully beat them and go back to Minnesota a third time this year.
Well, here's hoping, Clarence.
But, I mean, I am worried. They're one of the more worrisome teams. Their defense is excellent. They're not on the level of the Jaguars' defense, but they're excellent. And the offense can put up some points.
Wait.
Like
you're saying
okay,
the Jaguars. I thought you were going to say that the Panthers' defense was better than the Vikings. I was like, slow your roll, Clarence.
Yeah, right. No, the Jaguars. But like I said, we're two totally different teams than we were 3 months ago. So we'll see how it plays out on both ends.
Right.
I don't worry, but I have faith in my guys. So,
attaboy.
That makes one of us. All right, Clarence, appreciate the call.
Oh, see, you're still hating on him. I was hating him on in the middle of the season. No, you're hating on him now. I was going to say, enjoy the ride of the fun times, because unless they win it all, there's going to be hell to pay when they do lose on this program.
I can't. The Aints fans will be right back.
No doubt. All right, let's get Quentin in here before we go to break. He has more on Aggie baseball, which Barry's waiting on.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Quentin, long time no talk, man. What's up?
Hey, yeah, long time, man. You were off a while back, and I guess they had a good backup for you, Jerome.
You talking to Joel
or
me?
The Indian baseball, man, they were actually pretty good, and I did make a couple of those games. Although I'm not an Aggie, my son's an Aggie. They do travel really well also. You know, Aggies are very delusional about their football, too, thinking that they're always going to go 14-0. And that's kind of going back to Clarence right now. I think he's delusional, too, thinking the Saints are going to beat the Vikings.
Oh, so you got the Vikings winning, huh?
You know, Case Keenum is a former U of H alum. So
all right. Is he
really? I'm U of H.
Wait, right. Case Keenum went to U of H? On vacation?
Hang up on Quentin. That's just terrible.
Case Keenum, I said.
Yeah, we know. That's not why that the Vikings are going to win.
You know, Quentin.
Appreciate the call, Quentin. We got to get to a break.
The last five times Quentin has called, they've sucked.
No, that one didn't suck. It sounded like he was underwater, but I don't think it sucked.
Well, he's swimming. Yeah. But barely. He's barely treading water at this point. He's admitted to the last.
I like that he thought he was dropping some hot news on us. Like, hey, I don't know if you knew this, but Case Keenum.
You cougar.
Played at U of H.
And not talking about a hot water, babe.
Guys, guess what? We landed on the moon.
What?
Yeah, he dropped that hot knowledge on us.
Wow.
Can't believe it.
Stay tuned. No more U of H Cougar news, Nick. Sorry.
No.
Mo is coming up next. Mo is the man with a plan for all of you people that want to get in on our weight loss challenge. Believe me, I know it's been a long wait, but the time is coming. The day of reckoning is on the calendar, and we are going to tell you how we are going to be here to help you with this resolution for the new year. Stay tuned for that and a whole lot more coming up on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Ham on whole wheat. All right.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, coming out of the halftime break, it's 90 in the rearview mirror and 90 more to go in the big show as we continue to roll on. It has been with great anticipation that we have been working behind the scenes to get our great Usual Suspects weight loss challenge set up for the new year, and you guys have been patient enough to give us till about the 15th so we can get it set up the right way, and that is what our plan to do is, and that's what gets us to our next guest, Mo Schlachter.
How's it going, guys?
Mo knows is what we're going to say. Hey. Mo knows weight loss, and Mo is joining us right now. Mo is a frequent listener to the show. He's a usual suspect. He chimes in on text messages a lot, and he's been keeping tabs on what we have been trying to do, and he is going to be a big help. So we've got Mo in the studio right now and on the air, which is great. Glad to have you.
Hey,
appreciate you helping us out.
Of course, yeah. I mean, I'm really excited about this challenge. I think it's something totally unique. Like I told you guys, this is something really, really important, especially for state of Texas, city of Houston. You know, more than one third of Texans are considered obese, and you guys are doing something about it. And you're doing it in a fun way. You're doing it the right way. And that's, that's why I'm on board. That's
yeah. Awesome. And we're glad to have you because, a lot of folks wanting to do this, but very few people actually reached out and said, hey, I'm willing to help. I want to be a part of this and make sure that y'all's listeners and The Usual Suspects are actually successful when it comes to weight loss, because a lot of times it's hard if you don't know what to do or how to do it. And a lot of people think, well, I'll just eat salads, and it just doesn't always work. You've got to have a plan, and you've got to, last week I was talking about, making a diary of what you eat and looking at it. And more than anyone, you know about the benefits of all these services that you have.
That's right. Yeah. I'm on board because I want to help everyone not only be successful, but lose the weight, but then keep it off. And that's really the message that I have at my clinic. That's what I'm selling. I'm selling results. I'm selling long-term results. And the way we do that is we focus on the behaviors, we don't look at the scale right away. We don't look at, you do what it takes to lose the weight in a couple of days. We want to get the behaviors in order so that once you lose the weight, you don't have those habits that bring you right back up, right? We've all tried diets, and when we've been on the diet, things have been one way, but as soon as we get off those diets, those pounds come right back on as quickly as they came off. So our philosophy, our therapy focuses on behaviors and kind of cleaning up the mess so that you kind of get out of that rhythm.
So essentially you're talking about a lifestyle change as opposed to a diet, quote unquote.
That's exactly right. We're a totally non-diet approach. We are focusing on a lifestyle change, and it's very, very painless. So we don't throw people, come in. We don't put them in the gym five times a week off the bat. Mm-hmm. We'll start to build those healthy habits gradually. So wherever someone is at the moment, we'll try to help them, get 10% better this week. A little bit more walking, a little bit more exercise, whatever is healthiest for them, we'll help them get there stepwise.
And you and I were talking in the break, and it's interesting, but it's about choices, as everything else is in life to some degree. But it's about choices so that you make the right choice. We were saying during the holidays when you have nothing but sweets and cakes and things at your disposal because it's on the back counter and it's part of the holiday tradition, if you could just get yourself in the mind frame of giving yourself other options and choices, it can make the whole process a lot easier.
That's right. I mean, sometimes that's all it takes. It's just giving yourself a chance. Like, how can you expect to overcome a challenge of just opening up the fridge with all kind of junk food in there while you're hungry and not have any decent options there, right? Mm-hmm. So I push my clients to give themselves a fighting chance in the way of diet and exercise as well. Don't show up to a buffet hungry. That's something that I encourage them to do.
Yeah, Mo Schlechter from Houston Family Nutrition joining us. Now, you've gone to the you're really stepping up. But I was looking at the services that you're going to offer to our listeners that are participating in this program, and not just offering the services, but at a pretty big discount, too. Some of them are free, some of them talk about there's the weekly food log review. What is that? What are you going to do for our listeners when it comes to that?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, you know, I want to help participants of this challenge understand the right way to get this done. There is a right way for each individual, and that's what I'm going to, you know, that's what I'm going to help, and that's what I'm going to showcase here during this challenge. So the food log review is kind of like, you know, the guy on the NFL sidelines with the Microsoft Surface tablet. He's there like going over the place. So I'm going to do that for the listeners. You sign up, just $100, 12 weeks, I'll be there week after week, kind of, you know, with the squiggly yellow pen, just highlighting all the things, you know, you could have done this a little bit better, or here's where your strong points were, or here is, you know, a pattern that we're seeing, and really help them understand kind of where they can tighten some things up. Other things we're offering, I'm starting a weight loss group, which I'm hoping to get some sign up today. Of course, you're going to weigh in at 900 Lovett Boulevard for the weigh-ins this week. But we're going to be doing a weight loss group for participants. So it's going to be a team atmosphere. You're going to be with a group of folks kind of going after the same thing. You're going to get education. You're going to get support. You're going to get accountability, which is important. And, you know, it's going to be a great environment to get this done. Also offering one-on-one counseling. I could do telecoaching for those who can't make it in. And you talk about the free services. Every week, I'm going to send an email with an inspirational story. We're going to be doing a recipe, some healthy education. So we got lots and lots of stuff that's going to really help you get it done. And the reason why, especially on the information side, I'm kind of giving this stuff away is I don't sell the information. The information is rooted in science. That's not mine. What I sell is success. I sell results. And that's what I'm going to be showcasing here throughout the challenge.
Yeah, see, that's awesome. And I think that's what people miss in this whole thing, because sometimes it's just how you go about the regimen of your daily life. Everybody thinks, well, I just got to start exercising more, and I got to get out and hit the gym and do this and that. But it's the overall things you do from the start of the day to the finish of the day. That's why it's important, like when you give out your tips and things. I've seen recently where if you take three exercises you can do all in about 5-10 minutes, but if you do them and do them as a ritual every day, you can see the results. And that's what we're all about with this. And that's what Barry and I and Nick sat down to do, is let's do something that's going to show results, that's going to be meaningful to listeners, not just something that they do and it's a flash in the pan, then it goes away.
That's right. I mean, we also don't want frequent flyers. We want to be able to say in a year from now, when we're starting the next year's challenge, that the folks from last year have maintained their losses. They're going to be calling in and letting people know that they've lost the weight, they've done it the right way, and they've seen the light, so to speak. So now they are, you know, at a very different place, more energy. They're sleeping better. Of course, they're feeling better about themselves, and the process is painless.
What I found is, because I'm a cereal dieter, and that doesn't mean I eat cereal all the time. I yo-yo diet. I go on a diet and I stop. I gain weight, lose weight. And that's frustrating, and I think that's the message that you're preaching, is why do this if you're just going to stop and go eat back? And I'll be honest with you, if you're out there listening and you're like, well, I'm just going to do this challenge, and then when it's over, I'll go back to eating ice cream and cake. Don't do the challenge, because the whole point is get healthy. I mean, and from a guy who eats so bad, I can tell you that there's that point in your life where you can get healthy and still enjoy food. You don't have to eat salads every day and dry-ass chicken and just be miserable.
That's right.
It's a lifestyle. But if you learn how to do it correctly, you can still enjoy good food and be healthy,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yes. Right up there on my Instagram. You know, there's
which is what? Where's your Instagram?
Houston Family Nutrition, all one word. Find that, you know, just search Instagram for it. You know, one of the posts I have up there, it's you don't have to choose between healthy food and delicious food. And that's the honest to God truth. You know, before I got into nutrition, I was a chef in New York. So my kind of entry into the nutrition world was really through the culinary side. And what I do is I help my clients understand that the same culinary principles that make restaurant food delicious are the same ones that are going to help you make the foods that you start eating, you know, they're going to be just as delicious for you, and you're going to feel even better eating them, knowing what's in there, knowing what's good for you, and, you know, again, just feel good eating, especially with the results that you're getting. You know, $33 billion are spent, you know, every year on weight loss products here, and, you know, in America. I'm here to help, you know, kind of turn that on its head. I want people to find the solution that is going to help them and, you know, get out of that cycle, get out of the diet loop that you talked about.
Well, how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can call us at 832-844-0789. You can call or text that number. You'll get me. You can hit us up on the website, www.HoustonFamilyNutrition.com. You can sign up for emails, the same, you know, similar emails that I'm going to be sending to the participants here. You can find us on Instagram, Houston Family Nutrition. Find us on LinkedIn, on Twitter, Hugh Fam Nutrition. And that's the best way to get a hold of us. Email info@HoustonFamilyNutrition.com. Again, info@HoustonFamilyNutrition.com. I answer questions for free all the time. If you have any questions about cooking, if you have any questions about nutrition, it's not the information that I'm selling. When someone signs up with me, they get my full support and they get results. They get moving.
Yeah, so hit up Mo, and we're going to be sending out packets to everybody, and it's going to have some information from Mo and how you can get more of his services in that packet. So, Mo, thanks for being here, man.
Hey,
we really
guys,
appreciate
thanks.
It.
I appreciate you guys, and this. I'm excited to get this thing.
We are too.
Yeah.
This thing started.
I'm so pumped.
We really
this.
Are. And the one takeaway too from everything that Mo said that you've found ways to get in touch with him now. So please do that. The other takeaway is don't try to do this just to win a contest, because it's far more than that. It's a lifestyle and it's a way of living going forward that we're concerned about, because we're concerned about you and we want you to be around with us for a long period of time.
And so, last week, we teased that we are going to have a goal for this weight loss challenge, and we've settled on our goal. Our goal is to lose a ton. We want to lose 2,000 pounds, so we've got over 100 contestants in this, so I think we can do this with your help, Mo. Yep. So we appreciate you being here.
I appreciate you. Looking forward to it.
There you go, guys. More to come, but we are staying true to our word. We're going to make this thing happen, and we're going to lose a ton of weight, as Barry said, and we want you to be a part of it, so there's still time to join. If you want to sign up, just hit us on the text line or get in touch with one of us via Twitter. You know how to reach us, 713-780-3776 via text message or hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the Usual Suspects, as we will continue to get you details as they become available and we formulate the plan and solidify everything. But the Usual Suspects weight loss challenge is coming. It is going to be reality. You guys are going to participate. You're all going to lose weight. You're all going to do well. We're all going to feel better, have more fun, get more connected. And at the same time, no, 2018 is going to be a damn good year.
Yeah, somebody was asking on the text line. They were like, what kind of details are there? I'm interested, but cost is important as I don't have great funds. See, that's the thing. Sometimes you'll go out and you'll join certain companies and buy meals and all that, and they make you buy in bulk, and then you spend all this money and the food is terrible or the diet is too difficult or too strict and you've wasted a lot of money. That's the beauty of what Mo does, because Mo's going to sit down and like he does the weekly food log review. So instead of having to go out and spend, you know, $400 a week on food from somebody else, Mo charges you $100. He reviews everything that you eat. So if you decide, yeah, I had baked zucchini and fried chicken, then he's going to sit down and be like, well, you know, switch to this, switch to that. He's going to review it all. That's where the money's well spent, because you get to go out and buy the food you want at the pace you want and pay what you want. And Mo's going to help you, and he's offering free meal plans as well. So,
and our idea is not to have you keep paying for everything. If anything, when you pay, it'll be greatly discounted.
Yeah.
But if it's not discounted, there's going to be a lot of stuff available for free, like advice, like counseling.
I have all the services in front of me, and if you guys sign up, you'll get this packet. But the meal plan is free. The weekly food log review is $100. The group session, which I'll tell you what, if you're like me and you're competitive, that's the thing to do.
Yep.
Join a group, which is why we kind of put this whole thing together to begin with. But if you really want to get a group of five people that you can communicate with and meet up with and compete with, that's $300. So that's nothing. I mean, that's less than a week of food from some of these places. He does coaching one-on-one for $175, and then he's got one-on-one nutrition counseling for like $125 plus $75 for the follow-ups. So if you just wanted to say, hey, get me started, and then I'll check with you again in a month and a half, and that's $200. That's going to save you a ton of money versus doing some of these other things.
It's like anything else in life. It's about choices. And it's the choices you make. And he can get you on the right path. And then it's up to you to make the right choices. And if you need a little bit extra help because of whether it be external motivation or you need something to keep you on the straight and narrow path, then there's going to be services available that you can also partake in that'll keep you on your plan. Because the end result for us is we don't want you to spend a lot of money. We just want you to be healthier individuals.
Just don't want you to be fat.
Well, that too.
Stop being fatties. I'm with you. I've already started mine. I had a salad today as I watched Nick eat a damn hamburger.
And fries. Nick just threw it right in our faces. Nick.
Burger was fantastic.
Yeah, threw it in our faces.
Bel Air Broiler Burger.
Oh, there's a free plug. Maybe Bel Air Broiler Burger should be involved in the weight loss challenge, Nick. Get him on board.
Sure, people that go there should be involved in the weight loss challenge.
Well, that's another choice for another day.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to miss most is burgers and ice cream.
I'm not tell you right now because I was talking to Mo about this, and Lisa's training for the marathon, by the way, the half marathon on Sunday. But because of that, Lisa's a cakeaholic at times, and she can just eat cake whenever she wants. And then her mom's in town, so and then it was her birthday. So we had cake all over the house for like the whole week, and I'm going, get it out of here. Get it all out of here. Because your mom, who's like as thin as my pinky finger too, you guys eat that like it's nothing. I cannot do that. So to make the choice, I'm like, get it out of here.
See, that's the thing. It was like we had the, you know, my sister's over for dinner, and there was all this food. I made steaks. I did the sous vide thing again, and we made potatoes, and we had cake, and we went out and got shrimp and all this stuff. And then all this food is left, and no one wants to take it home. I'm like, no, my big ass will eat all this. You cannot leave this food. I cannot be trusted around cake. I cannot be trusted with ice cream. I can't. So, yeah, I'm with you. You got to get it out. And by the way, somebody said $100 a week for the food log review. No, it's $100 he reviewed for 12 weeks.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, $100 divided by 12.
I would sit here and talk to you if it was $100. I would. No. $100 a week.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's for the 12 weeks of reviewing your food logs and telling you what to do and how to make better decisions and all that. So,
and
yeah.
We wouldn't do that to you. Yeah.
What is $100 divided by 12? That's nothing. $1,200 would be crazy.
You're the math major here.
I don't know.
You're the.
It's less than $10 a week.
You're the Maury disciple. Figure it out.
It's less than, it's about what, $8 a week?
About that.
$9 a week?
Because 10 times 10 would be 100.
Well, 8 times 12 is what? 96. So there you go. It's $8 a week.
There you go.
For someone to tell you, look, stop eating these.
Cut your drive-through bill in half for one trip and you're good.
Yep.
Right, Nick?
You got it.
$1 a day.
Yeah. At your Burger Quest or whatever that was that. Y'all are really mad about that.
I'm kind of pissed.
It was a really good
because it smelled amazing.
It really did.
And you're a jerk.
It was unintentional.
Speaking of jerks,
the way you flaunted it in front of us.
Yeah. Speaking of jerks, did you see the story about Ngoku and the Richie Incognito thing?
Yes, I did.
I'm sure I pronounced his name wrong. Ngoku.
Yeah.
Did I say it right the first
time? Yeah, remember we had him come up too in terms of like draft picks one time. Yeah, that was a challenge in itself.
His tweet was this: great win today and 64. You're going to have to come harder than some weak racist slurs. I'm proud of my African heritage, as are 70% of the other black players in this league. Hashtag I ain't Jonathan Martin.
Which is the guy that really
which
got
is a
sent,
shot
got really
within
upset.
A shot.
Yeah.
What I like, you should have not done that hashtag. Like, that was a backhanded, that was just subtweeting Jonathan Martin, really.
Well,
that's just throwing shade by saying that he was
you
a
made
wuss
your
and I'm
point
not. Yeah, you didn't
and
need
threw
to do
the
that.
Knockout blow without Little having much. To go there. But at the same time, Richie Incognito, that's just some people just will never learn. Because if any of that is true, after all that he has had to face and been through and suspensions and everything else because of his mouth in the past and his actions, what are you doing?
But so that's one half of the story, right? So that's the part where you're like, oh, well, can't say I'm completely surprised based off of what we know about him in the past. But Deion Dawkins comes out and says and tweets, just for the world to know, everyone always trying to put some bad things on Incognito and tagged him on Twitter. I was next to my guy the entire game and the entire season, and believe me, if he was saying some racist stuff, I would have been the first to let him know that was out of line. Cut the BS.
Wow.
So that was Deion Dawkins coming in and defending Richie Incognito. So now it's just a he said, she said. It's interesting. I imagine there's a lot of stuff that is said at the bottom of a pile that's regretted later and just said in the heat of battle.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I mean, it's almost like being married, right? You say some stuff in a fight you regret, and then you're like, I didn't really mean that.
And we've talked about this in the past. Not that we condone or any of the behavior, right? But at the same time, an HR director is going to have a nightmare if they ever try to clean up the locker rooms in professional sports. Because I hate to break it to you, but it's not going to be PC all the time. That's just the way they go about their daily regimen. Not saying it's right.
Nope.
But it's a fact.
It's a fact, yeah.
All right, so we got two in the books, 1 hour to go in the big show. We'll be back with a whole lot more. We're going to step away for a few quick minutes and be back with the final hour of The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Menards 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at
Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at
Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.